Hi, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training with a little episode for you today on coaching yourself. One of the most frequently asked questions during the courses I teach is, can I do this for myself? And the answer is always, sort of. So what I'm going to take you through is a pattern I frequently use with coaching clients to help them get from being focused on something they don't want to being able to focus on what they do want. And you'll be able to do this for yourself if you put some safeguards in place to keep you on track and to help you refocus. So we'll talk about that as we go. So the first thing is, where are you going to start? You can sit quietly in a place that you are comfortable, but probably you will be more prompted to move forward if you're actually moving forward. So feel free to download this to your phone and take yourself for a walk. The other good way to do this is to write the answers to the questions, and writing will give you a level of detachment that will allow you to look at your answers and say, is this enough? Is it good enough? Is it true enough? Don't get locked into judging yourself, but do be honest with yourself and calibrate your own responses in the way a coach would be calibrating to decide whether to back up or move ahead. So, you begin by thinking about this thing you don't want. And often when I ask people what they want from coaching, they give me a whole laundry list of things they don't want. So pick just one thing in your life where you can say, I want to stop this, or I want less of it, or I want to lose it. Any of those outcomes that are formed by telling us what we don't want instead of what we do want. So you got something like that? So tell yourself about it for a minute. Just take a moment, go into an experience of having that thing you don't want, and ask yourself, what do I see, what do I hear, and what do I feel that lets me know I'm experiencing something I don't want? Got it? Shake it off. If you're sitting down, stand up and sit back down. If you're walking, change your direction, change your pace a little bit so that you indicate with your body to your brain, let go of that, we're doing something different. Because now I want you to ask yourself the second question, which is, what do I want instead? So your brain can't make formations of negatives without actually going to the thing you don't want. This question says, okay, when you don't have X, when you have lost it, when you have stopped it, what will you be doing instead? What will you be having instead? And do the same thing as you did for the problem. Take a moment and say, when I have this thing instead, what will I see? What will I hear? What will be happening in my body, in my emotions, in my relationships when I have what I want instead? Now, shake that off. And ask yourself this truly magic question. What will that get me? And this encourages you to see the bigger ripples of, when I have this thing I want instead, this is what will change in my beliefs or in my relationships. This might be something that will change in me. I will feel more. I will think more. I will do more. Just allow yourself to explore, what does this instead get you? And you might have to ask, what else does that get you? What else does that get me? What else does that get me? Until you feel like you have got the real deepest or highest or widest benefit. Whatever you come to, because some people go down for their benefits and they go deep inside, but some people reach up and say, the top level of my aspiration is this. And some people just like to spread out and include more of experience in themselves. And when you get to that point where you're like, this is it, then ask yourself, and how else will I get that? What will I do? What will I think? What will I choose to perceive that will move me towards this thing that is my best reason for wanting what I want instead? And I guarantee you, if you take the time to build step by step through that process, you're going to do two things. The first is you are going to realize something about the problem that you did not know. No matter how long you have spent with the problem, no much thinking you have done about it, you're going to find out something new. And the second thing is you are going to find that you have so much more energy for approaching that problem. That's it for today. It only takes a few minutes to describe. It might take you a few minutes or a few days to go through the whole process. But as you put yourself through the process, remember, what am I seeing I don't want? What do I want instead? What will that get me? What else will that get me? And how will I get that thing? That thing that is the ultimate, this is what it gets me. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training.